only a stone's throw away from the South Melbourne markets, vibrant cafe culture, minutes from light rail on the border of Melbourne CBD and Port Melbourne Beach, visit 1585.com.au. 1585, a jewel in the urban landscape.
Bev, we are the show that like to change things for the better. We like to take community issues and get them rectified, fixed. Remember when we found the music bus in Cranbourne?
Yes, I do.
Ding, ding, ding. We won in that one. Remember Bang. When we tried to save Dracula's, but then Dracula's got a $10 million deal and they didn't want us to save them.
They wanted to sell.
And then Festival Hall, we wanted to save them and they said stop talking about us because we don't want to be saved either.
They actually issued a cease and desist against this show.
Remember when Fief went to Festival Hall and she ended up at the donut at the bakery and got
She
lost.
Thought it was the Palais in St Kilda.
Maybe I was at the wrong venue.
You didn't even know where it was.
But anyway, we, over the weekend, and I watched none of the World Cup, but I did see all the fury. Yeah, Fev's watching it as we speak. Who is that?
It's already over.
Replay.
That's a replay.
The World Cup over the weekend, you couldn't avoid on social media the heartbreak of
backlash of
soccer lovers not being able to stream the games because Optus had gotten the rights to play all the games on an app phone.
Which is stupid boxy. For as long as I've been alive, when the World Cup's on, you tune into SBS and you watch it.
That's exactly right. I don't even watch it, but I always know SBS is the home of soccer. Now, we were angry about this on your behalf, Melbourne, yesterday. Very angry. And we called for answers. I think the government need to get involved.
I
honestly believe that our Minister for Communications, who is that, by the way?
Let's look it up.
Mitch Fifield.
Okay, Mitch Fifield.
Very
big
cool.
Shout out to Mitch right now. You need to intervene. Fev, 2 hours later, our new mate, Mitch Fifield, had this to say.
The onus is absolutely on Optus to deliver to consumers, to their customers, that which they've undertaken to deliver.
He was scared of us.
He was.
Got on the front foot and he went right.
Fifi
and Byron have called me out. Next minute, SBS, their CEO, Michael Abeed, had this to say.
I think it is a win for Australian audiences. They'll be able to watch the extra games, and those who are on the Optus platform will still be able to watch the game on the Optus service if that's what they'd like to do.
SBS!
Yes, Boxy.
SBS
and we don't
back.
And we don't often congratulate you on your wins.
Yeah.
And we did the hashtag and it went nuts on Twitter.
Oh, it went berserk, the hashtag.
Hashtag Fifi Save FIFA.
Fifi Saves FIFA.
And 2 hours later, SBS has got it back. Optus.
You're welcome.
That's all we needed. Thank you.
101.9 The Fox.
Hughie and Kate drive you home, 4:30 the Savo on The Fox. And also, if you go to fox.com.au, hit the win page, your chance to win $3,000 towards a P&O comedy cruise. Hughie is heavily involved in the P&O comedy cruise. So get to fox.com.au. It is
Hughie Tuesday.
Back for a Tuesday.
And yes, just quickly, the P&O comedy cruises are fantastic. So get to the win page.
Cashies.
No, it's not a cashies. You could win $3,000. Not you, Fev, because you're a part of the. You can't, but you know, family members probably can't either. Anyway, get to the win page. They're 3-day comedy cruises. They're bloody amazing. P&O do a great job, no doubt.
Strong start.
Hughie, let's talk about the soccer and your outrage over the weekend. We all felt it. In fact, most of Melbourne felt it.
Yes.
How are you feeling about it now that it's been sort of rectified?
Well, yeah, I am taking as much credit as people are going to give me about getting the job fixed. And I believe you guys also are trying to take some credit for getting the job fixed.
We mentioned Mitch Fifield, is that his name? The communications minister yesterday. We did call him out and then he did speak. So we decided maybe that was
But I first mentioned it at 11:53, to be precise, on Saturday night when I was in a hotel room on my own in Wagga. And Fev, you know what it's like when you're travelling to country towns and you're lonely late at night. Ooh. You know what it's like. You need things to do.
You get on Twitter and you bag Optus.
You bag Optus, and that's what I did, because I'm sitting there trying to buffer on my phone and you can't buffer because it's just like, so it's just my phone's frozen and Messi's playing for Argentina And so I thought, you know what I thought? I thought, you know, no matter what Optus deals I'm putting at threat in the future, I'm going to bag Optus.
Oh, so. No.
And you went a bit early yesterday, Hughesy, and you said SBS are now showing all World Cup games. Thanks, Optus. Hashtag goal. It's only for 48 hours.
Yeah, but build it and they will come. I'm saying it's on our vision board. Optus, there's no way they're going to get it fixed in 2 days, is there? So we're going to be the same problem in 2 days' time. So just give up, Optus. You know, this is for your future, for the country's future.
Thank you, Hughesy, so much. And the opinions of Dave Hughes have nothing to do with this station or this show.
101.9 The Fox.
Very exciting because tomorrow on the show, we are joined by Cookie Monster.
Yes,
and Abby Cadabby. The 48th season of Sesame Street. Isn't that amazing? That's beyond our lives.
In this world, it's amazing. Forever. Yes, it's longer than Neighbours and Home and Away. That's iconic.
Yeah, Chosen. Well, they're Australia, iconic yeah. Australian brands.
Good old Sesame Street.
Now, Fev, you remember this. See, so Cookie Monster came to visit us 2 years ago.
Yes.
When Trixie was three, and I brought her in, and she freaked out.
Gave donuts.
Didn't talk to Cookie Monster. Yeah. Then remember last year, Elmo came.
Yeah, and Elmo
And I went,
wasn't
I'll
happy.
Give it another shot. I'll bring Trixie in to meet one of her idols, Elmo. Froze, yep. Couldn't speak.
Tell you what, she could just meet Fev with that voice. I mean, that's...
Why didn't Trixie like me?
Now, she's just turned five, so I'm thinking...
It's really creepy.
Now it might be in her hitting zone.
I reckon she'll be right.
Bring her in. Yeah, but okay, Fev, I did have a chat with her last night, and I just mentioned to her that they were coming in.
Oh.
And I got this reaction.
Now, did you want to come and meet Cookie Monster and Abby Dabby?
No.
Why won't you come in to work tomorrow?
I'll wait a whole year.
No, but they won't be back here in a whole year.
Yes, they will.
No, they won't.
They will be back in a whole year.
But why don't you want to meet them tomorrow while they're here?
Oh, she's shy.
All I got from that box is your kid is so smart because she knows every year they come back.
What I got from that, though, obviously, as cute as Trixie is, she won't be coming in. It will be terrible radio. Well, and again, for the third year in a row, she'll say nothing and it will be horrific radio.
I won't lie. It hasn't been some of our best radio, but I'm going to try again.
Oh, let's get it.
Once more. Yeah, get to speak another language.
Yeah.
We
can do that.
This time tomorrow.
101.9 The Fox.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for tradie.
Guys, by the way, best performer, get ready to judge because best performer, best tradie wins a pair of Blundstones this morning.
Yes, now we've got Brad from Roeville. Roof Tyler, how are you, Brad?
Hi, Brad.
He's frozen.
Hello.
There
yeah,
he is.
Good, Brad. Brad, what are you going to sing for us on this very cold morning?
I've got Ain't No Sunshine.
Oh, yep. Nice.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home anytime she goes away.
Beautiful, nice choice. Brad. Okay, off you go.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house, this ain't no home. Anytime she goes away.
Very gravelly.
Beautiful work there, Brad. I loved it. What did you think, Brad? Fev, that's your name?
Yeah.
That was good.
Thank you, Brad.
Jared, a sign writer from Lincoln Park. Hey, Jared.
No, he's not from Lincoln Park. He's going to sing Lincoln Park.
Almost, Steve.
That's one of my best. I won't lie. I looked and I went, do we have a Lincoln Park? How's Frankston this morning, Jared?
Well, I'm actually in Laverton at the moment, so it's just as cold out here.
I bet it is. Okay, now, this is a very good Linkin Park song. Off you go, Jared, the sign writer.
I'm tired of being what you want me to be, feeling so faithless, lost under the surface. Don't know what you're expecting of me. Put under the pressure of walking in your shoes. Caught in the undertow, just caught in the undertow. Every step that I take is another mistake to you.
Caught in the undertow, just caught in the undertow.
I've become so numb, I can't feel you there. I've become so tight, so much more awake. I'm becoming this. All I want to do is be more like me and be less like you.
Wow, Jared. The rapper, the Mike Shinoda. Jared. Who was that in the background?
Yeah, who was your friend?
That was my co-worker who dobbed me in for this.
That was, what's his name?
Her name's Elise.
Oh, Elise, that was brilliant. I loved
it.
It
was a human.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Gender assigned.
Jared.
Very good. I loved that. I love the work with Elise in the background.
Oh, one time Jared.
Mickey from Frankston, labourer. Hey, Mickey.
Hey, guys. How are we doing tonight?
Hey, Mickey. You're the clubhouse leader and you haven't sung yet, so give it to me.
Mickey's also in a popular Melbourne suburb called The Fray, which is a great part of Melbourne.
Oh, great song. You found me. You found me. Lying on the floor.
Okay, it's tradeoke.
I love this song, so I'm looking forward to this, okay?
All right.
Off you go.
Lost and insecure, you found me, you found me, lying on the floor, surrounded, surrounded, babe, why'd you have to wait to give me the truth?
You're not getting it.
Okay.
You were the clubhouse leader and then you sung. Oh. You could have just sung anything.
No, that's not happening for him.
It's possibly the hardest edition of Trey.
Yeah, because they're all crap. Oh, God. I'm going to have to go with Jared because he mixed it up with the female vocals in the rap in the background. And oh, God. What's happened to this segment?
Jared, well done. Blundstones for you. Congratulations. Not just boots, Blundstones. Find out more at
Blundstones. Well done, Jared from Lincoln Park.
.com.au.
1019 The Fox.
I felt for a dad yesterday. I was reading a story. He's a new father. His name's Troy, and he went into a shopping centre. He was at a shopping centre. He's a newborn baby, and he needed to change the baby's nappy, and he went into the parents' change room.
As you do.
As you do, exactly. And there were some women in there who asked him to leave. They didn't want him in there. They said he wasn't welcome, that he's a male and there are male toilets and you're not allowed in here.
No.
Yeah, you're totally.
Can't change your kid in the male's toilets. They stink.
Well, that's it.
Male toilets are awful.
Oh, you can't. Yeah, no one should. I don't even think it's guys a baby, should go into male toilets.
No, it's a baby change room. So why can't a man go in there and change his baby's nappy?
I know. Well, very good point, Fev, and I agree. I think that is, you know, parents are raising children. Not mums aren't changing nappies anymore. I mean, it's, you know, you've got to be careful what you wish for because on one hand, you know, women over the past few decades have been saying, come on, guys, help out with the...
Change your bloody nappy.
Change the nappies, help with the babies. And now that men are proudly saying, I'm changing my baby's nappy, to walk into a change room, you have to let them in there.
I can't think of a bathroom where in a men's bathroom, Fifi, and you won't have walked into many men's bathrooms, but I can't think of one where you have that little pull-out table. I don't think there's such a thing exists.
No, there's not. And what's awful about this situation, poor Troy, that's exactly what he did. He went into the men's toilets and he changed his daughter's nappy on the sink. Like, that's not on. And I was thinking about this because we often talk about women feeling uncomfortable in certain situations and I thought we might just flip it on its head.
Yes.
And I would
I'd
be interested to hear from men who are intimidated in these circumstances because maybe that can be intimidating for a man to go into a baby's change room if there are women in there. And another issue that's been brought to light too is breastfeeding because there are women that breastfeed in the baby's change room.
Right.
But it's interesting because, to be honest, the baby's change rooms that I've been in have been very small. They literally just have a change table. It's not like they have a couch to relax and you know, maybe breastfeed. So there may be different kinds of change rooms.
Yeah, probably with maybe we should have breastfeeding rooms because if I walked into with my newborn baby due to come in November, if I walked into a baby change room and there was a lady breastfeeding, I'd probably ask, is it okay? Do you feel comfortable me being in here? And if she said no, I'd probably leave because that's fair enough.
Yeah.
But I'm happy for women to be breastfeeding in anywhere. because that's the baby needs to eat.
Well, exactly. And I think that's the one thing we have really supported, and there's been a lot of attention on this over the last few years, is that it's up to the woman. If a woman's comfortable breastfeeding in public, yeah, absolutely go for it. People use modesty, shawls, all sorts. Whatever makes you feel comfortable as a breastfeeder. But back to the male issue.
Yeah, but if I want to go into a baby's change room and change my daughter or our son's nappy, I've got every right to be in there.
Well, absolutely. I would argue that they are unisex, but it'd be interesting to hear from any guys out there, 131060. Is this happening? Have you been asked to leave a baby's change room? Have you felt uncomfortable? Have you been glared at like you're some perv hanging out in the baby's change room? Like it's interesting because men can, this can happen, and this happened to this guy. And I know that that's sort of gone viral on social media. So right. We'd love to have you share your stories. And
okay. Plenty calls coming through, Fife, on 131060.
1019 The Fox.
A new dad with his newborn baby was at a shopping centre, walked into the change room, the baby's change room, to change the baby's nappy, and was asked to leave by some women in there who looked at him like he shouldn't be there. And the poor guy had to go into the men's toilet and change this little baby girl's diaper or nappy.
It's not on, is
on
it, Boxy?
The sink. No, it's not. I mean, I was mortified hearing that
no
story.
No one has any right to do that.
No, they don't.
Whether male or female.
It's a baby's change room. And it's for parents, actually. I think they're often called parents' room.
It's called parents' room, yeah.
So we were just saying, 131060, I don't know, has it happened to you as a guy? Do you feel a bit intimidated walking into that area, because sometimes and usually, yep, there's lots of mums around, and maybe you've been made to feel a bit.
You'd walk in there with a strut going, yes, I'm changing my kid's nappy.
I'm a hero.
I'm a hero. Get walking, get out.
But it's true though, Feb, because men in public toilets, it's not always a great it's not a great association all the time, and that's unfortunate for you guys. It's a little stigma that's attached, and it's not fair. But Lachlan in Geelong, hi Lachlan.
Hi, how are you going?
Hey, good, Lachlan. Have you encountered something or a similar situation at a parents' change room?
Yeah, I've got two daughters. I've taken my two daughters into a parents' room, and as soon as I've walked in there, I've been confronted by a lady, and she's gone, oh, disgusting. Like, you know, you shouldn't be in here. And I was just like, well, you know, I'm not going to take my daughters to a men's room. I mean, it's a bit gross.
No, but in Lachlan, what's a real shame about this? And I think about the generations before us. You know, I think about my mum and my grandma, you know, couldn't get their husbands to change nappies. And we're now educating and we're bringing up men that will be absolutely hands-on with the baby duties. And yet you go into a parent's room and you're being called disgusting.
Unbelievable. That's, thanks, Lachlan, for the call.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that.
You know,
Lachlan,
it's disgusting leaving the poo in your baby's nappy. I'm tipping if you're standing around and waiting in line and you're at the reject shop or you're at the $2 shop or wherever and the mum's standing behind going, change your, they'll be like, change your baby's nappy, you disgusting.
Exactly.
And go in there and then you get kicked out.
Well, I think it's just horrible to think there'll be men saying, oh, no, darling, you go in and do it because I feel uncomfortable. We shouldn't make anyone feel uncomfortable.
It's a good out, though.
Feb undermining the whole thing.
No, but the word,
Paul.
It's a good out.
Paul in Lilydale. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how we doing?
Yeah, good, Paul. We're a bit shocked, actually, hearing just from Lachlan then that he got told to get out of he was called disgusting. Have you had a similar experience in a parents' change room?
Yeah, I have myself in a particular shopping centre that I was in. There's a few change tables and then there's, like, little sections with curtains on them for mother that's breastfeeding. And I walked in. She was in one of those little booths and she pretty much looked at me and said, do you mind being in here? Can you leave? And I said, well, I've got to change my kid's nappy and you can shut your curtain. And she sort of just puffed herself up at me and pulled the curtain shut in a very angry fashion.
Well, as she should have. I mean, the fact there's a curtain in there is great. But, Paul, I'm glad you stood up for yourself.
100%. Yeah. That's what the curtain's for.
I respect all women, but I also deserve respect from them as well. And when they don't give respect, then they shouldn't get respect. No offence.
Well said. I think everybody should. We demand respect for both genders, both sexes, and also we're talking about parents here. These are parental duties that we want both parents to partake in. So a baby's change room is for either parent. And if there are women listening who thought it was just for ladies, no, that's not the case.
Hopefully they heard those two stories from those two dads.
Yeah, Matthew in Hoppers Crossing. Hi, Matthew.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, good, Matthew. Have you had a similar experience in a baby's change room?
Yes, I have. I was pretty much the same as what Lachlan was just saying, but I got told to get out with the same similar reason. A woman was breastfeeding, And she didn't like the way I was in there with my newborn child. And I said to her, well, what do you want me to do? I said to her, you want me to change the baby's nappy on a shopping room floor? You know, I'm not going to do that. And so I still proceeded and all that. She goes, oh, you can't do that. It's discriminating. And I go, well, at the end of the day, you know, I've got to change my kids. So, you know, I'm doing what fathers have to do, you know, to help our wives in any ways possible.
Well, also, and you know what, Matthew, there's also single fathers. Yeah. If you're a single dad, yeah, you don't have the option. No. Your baby just has to have its nappy changed. And I think...
I am baffled that we had three callers. We had a lot more.
We could have taken even more.
I can't believe that.
No.
I literally can't believe it.
1019 The Fox.
Hey, you know how we played Dua Lipa before, Fev? You were waiting all morning to play Dua
Lipa.
Yeah,
I knew she was coming.
She always comes. She's always in our show. We love Dua Lipa. That's unfortunate. Now, Dua Lipa, this is great because I didn't even realise that she was from Kosovo. Her hometown. What?
It's Kosovo.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Just to clear that up.
I'm going to go with Kosovo.
So it's not Kosovo.
I've
heard of Kosovo.
Reading an article and it says Kosovo. So I'm going to go with what I'm reading. Yeah. Thank you for all your input. Yeah. It's not required.
Now, she was in Kosovo.
Now, her dad, whose name is Dukajan.
Oh, come on. You're better than this.
That's what it says.
Yeah, oh, Duke.
Or Dukajan. Dukajan Lipa. I'm going to call him Papa Lipa because that's what she calls him. How's this? She's going back to home to visit because she's got some downtime and he's put on a 3-day mini festival in their hometown, literally just to show off his daughter. Yeah. But like, it's a 3-day music festival. He's called it the Sunny Hill Festival. 3 days of music. You can buy tickets to it. But I was just imagining the conversation. Like, she's rung Dad, I'm coming home. I need a break. Need to get away from it.
Well, sweetheart,
I've got your little music festival and you're headlining it.
Of course she would have to headline him. It's his show and his daughter would have to headline.
And he's doing Papa Leaper's doing a great thing because he's going to be raising money for underprivileged kids in that community.
Oh,
it's actually a great idea. But I do love the family favour. Nothing better than a family favour. It's when, and 131060, if you've got some great family favours, it's when... Great example of this was my aunt. I remember when she gave my cousin had left school and was looking for work, and then she was working at a company and she said, I'll get you a job there. Anyway, she got him a job there, and then day two, he didn't turn up. And it was like, yeah, okay, I did you a favour.
Right, yes.
And it's those sneaky promotions, you know, that family members get at companies, and you go, well, clearly that's nepotism.
Yeah, it was like when Kazimo at my mum thought she'd do a good favour for her boss who worked at the Werribee Golf Club and get Dave Thornton and I to come down as a favour to do a sportsman's night just to have fun with all the golfers down there. 10 people turned up and she got sacked.
Yeah. That's the opposite of a family favour.
Well, I did a family favour.
You did, and it backfired.
Sure.
Yes. 131060, what family favours have you called upon? Or have you, because sometimes it's when you're working at a nightclub or whatever and your cousins or your brothers want to come in and you've got to put them at the front of the queue. It's those those calls you get. It's like when you're giving away tickets to the Backstreet Boys and you get relatives pop out of the woodwork and go, Fifi, can you get me tickets? Yeah, I can't even get myself tickets.
Ring Carrie and Tommy.
Give us a call, 131060.
1019 The Fox.
Dua Lipa's dad, Dukajan, he has put on a little concert back in their hometown of Kosovo in southeastern Europe.
Kosovo.
She's going home for a bit of R&R and he's gone, no, sweetie, up on the stage. Come on, Dad's put on a show. He's called in a family favour. And this got us thinking about family favours that maybe you've been asked, that you've been called upon in your family, or those sort of cheeky, take advantage of a family member that's in a good position.
Yeah, well,
good
man,
job,
does
get
it.
A promotion.
Do you remember Dad was here the other week? He comes down here and gets footy signed at 5 o'clock in the morning.
This happened. It was 5 o'clock in the morning. I've parked my car. I saw Fev get out of his car. He walked to the car in front of him. I thought he was doing deals through the window.
She goes, what's that?
What's going on?
You're doing a deal. And I said, no, it's Big Ange. I had to sign a footy.
He was signing a footy. But there you go. Family favour. And we love this so much that we are the home of the jingles. And Tim James has said, guys, don't even audition this. I've worked up something magic.
You want to be good.
It really had want to be good, Tim.
All we need is family favours. Lend me some money. Give me a job.
Job, job.
I reckon it's grammatically incorrect.
Yeah, it should be all we need are family favours, not is family favours.
What word are you saying?
But nice try.
Development.
Sorry about that.
Cool. 13, 10, 60. I'll give you another quick one. My dad, Jeff.
Is that his real name, though?
Yes, Jeff. He hired his new wife, Gloria, to be the marketing manager for his company. She had no qualifications and she had no right doing the job.
How did it end up?
That's another one. The company actually went into receivership.
101.9 The Fox.
Dua Lipa has some downtime. She's heading back home to see her parents in Kosovo. And her dad has put on a mini music festival because obviously, wouldn't you let... She's Dua Lipa. You've got to leverage that. The family have the right to leverage her fame. Oh. But that's the thing. We are talking about...
All we need is family favours. Lend me some money. Give me a job.
Family favours. Leon from Oakley. Hi, Leon.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, great, Leon. Leon, have you been called on for a family favour?
I have a brother who works at a stadium, and I won't say which stadium. I don't want to get him in trouble. But I'm not naming names, but every time we head down to the stadium, he hooks us up with some pies, some chips.
Oh, mate, they're expensive too. That's a great get.
Yeah, so, you know, four or five people, six people, all good. He'll just come over with a box and goes, here you go. And we tuck into it and see what goodies he's brought up.
Yeah, that's a great family member to have. But, well, he said stadium, Boxy. There's only one stadium in Melbourne.
Don't highlight it.
We're trying to protect Leon. But I also, poor Leon, though, that family member, that's every family member and friend would expect the same.
Yeah. Well... Yeah.
He's under the pump. Yeah.
Poor guy. He's going to lose his job now.
It's not worth having that job. Stefan from Ringwood North. Hi, Stefan.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, good, Stefan. Have you called on a family favour?
No, I'm actually the family favour.
Oh, what do they want from you, Stefan?
I'm in the pool industry. I have my own business. I was pool care, mind you. Now, I usually try to have my weekends off, but instead I get called upon the family to clean all their pools.
That's annoying, Stefan. Can you put your foot down and just say, no, time off?
Money is money. You got to pay the bill somehow, but...
So you charge them?
I think that's the real story, mate. You're charging them.
Of course I do.
It's not a favour. You're working.
That's just extra business. Wow.
That's great.
That was a flip. He's turned that on a
cashing in.
That's become my family give me too much work. James in Carlton. Hi, James.
How you going, guys?
You're good, James. Have you called on a family favour?
No, I've been called on to hand out family favours in the past.
Yeah, what have you got? What have you got, James?
So I used to work in a servo years ago, and family, friends, everyone would just turn up and ask for like a massive fuel discount. You know, fuel expensive. You know.
Yeah, and you obviously can't go through with that.
Sometimes.
What petrol station do you work at? I might come to you.
I don't know how you would cook the books at a petrol station.
I don't think you can because it's all monitored.
I might have served Beth a few times in the past on one of those, so I won't say which one it was.
How dodgy does James sound? He's possibly the dodgiest caller we've ever had on air.
Luckily, I can't understand a word.
Only a stone's throw away from the South Melbourne markets, vibrant cafe culture, minutes from light rail on the border of Melbourne CBD and Port Melbourne Beach, visit 1585.com.au. 1585, a jewel in the urban landscape.